The Lagos State Governor, Mr. Babajide Sanwo-Olu, on Wednesday, expressed satisfaction at the level of work on Phase 2 of the Adeyan Water Works project. The governor, who showed his excitement after inspecting the ongoing water project, said that it is expected to supply Lagos residents with 70 million gallons of water per day after completion. Governor Sanwo-Olu spoke during a working visit to Adeyan Water Works, inspecting the ongoing civil works that lasted over 2 hours. He further revealed that the project, which is currently at an 80% completion stage, will be completed within the life of the current administration. Sanwo-Olu, who was accompanied by his deputy, Dr. Obafemi Hamzat, the Commissioner for the Environment and Water Resources, Mr. Tukunbo Wahab, members of the State Executive Council, and other government officials, restated his administration's commitment to providing 70 million gallons of water daily for Lagos residents. He said, "I think the main pride for us is what we have seen in the Adeyan, the possibility of a timely completion of what we started. Adeyan 2 is meant to produce 70 million gallons per day, and you can see from the working trip we had today that it is about 80% completed. The electromechanical work, which has to do with the pump, all the containers are there, so they will start fixing. I am told about 70 to 75% of all the equipment is on site. They are laying these pipes all the way to Akut into the Ogun River. We believe that the contractor is working on the three components. They have assured us that in another 10 to 12 months, this whole place will be a completely different story. It will be a project Lagosians will be proud of, and will improve the economy and lifestyle of Lagosians. You know how important potable water is as part of the living standards of a big city. It is one critical component that the government has to meet, and we are happy that Adeyan 2 will be living up to that responsibility." Governor Sanwo-Olu applauded the residents of the community for their cooperation and expressed satisfaction with the spate of works by the contractor on the water project, which would enhance the socio-economic, lifestyle, and living standards of Lagosians. "These pipes," pointing to some of the pipes being laid underground, "are going all the way to Akut, which is where the water will be taken from the Ogun River, and it is from there that it gets transported to Adeyan. What we notice is that this is an impressive civil work that has been painstakingly done, and you can see the depth of the excavation. You can see that the neighbors are happy. The locals are as happy as we are, as you can see from the reception we received. Compensation has been paid by us and the Ogun government. The job is not finished yet, we still have a lot of work to do in terms of transmitting. We still need to build more capacity," he said. Speaking earlier, the Commissioner for Environment and Water Resources, Mr. Tukunbo Wahab, said the Lagos state government has continued to rededicate itself to providing Lagosians access to adequate pipe-borne water. Wahab, while reaffirming the state government's commitment to improving the water supply infrastructure in Lagos, said providing residents with access to adequate pipe-borne water remains one of the Babajide Sanwo-Olu administration's key priorities. He noted that the Adeyan Water Works project aligns with the state's long-term vision to provide sustainable water sources for Lagosians. The general manager of the Lagos State Water Corporation, Engr. Mukhtar Tijani, also expressed his gratitude to Governor Sanwo-Olu's administration for its continuous support and prioritizing the project. He assured that the contractor would complete the remaining works on schedule and within the stipulated timeline.